Hey, Dad. Is it late? I hadn't even checked the time yet. Really? Okay. I'm sorry. I would have let you know I was coming home this late if I'd known. I just went and saw a movie. Just Melanie. Yeah, just Melanie. She just dropped me off. She actually asked me if she could come in and say hey, but I told her no because it was kind of late. So, yeah, sorry. I know it was late. I didn't expect you to be up, and then I didn't want to text you and wake you up, but next time I'll let you know. Was just me and Melanie, Dad. And even if it wasn't, I'm an adult, so I don't think it should matter. But I didn't think I needed permission to go see a movie with my best friend that you've met multiple times, but if you're gonna act like this, I can definitely be sure to ask you next time. I don't have an attitude, and I definitely don't know what you mean by all times in the night because it's literally not even 12:30. So, see, actually, this is what I talk about. This is why I'm moving back onto campus next year. You're always so possessive and for no reason. All I did was see a movie. No, I'm not gonna sit down. I'm gonna go to bed. Then don't tell me again because I'm going to bed. I'm not leaving my phone on the counter, Dad. Dad, no. I'm going to bed and my phone is going to bed with me. So stop being crazy. Go to sleep. I don't know why you act like all you have to do during the day is nag me about literally anything. Or else what? What's the ultimatum now? You gonna threaten to cut off my phone again? Because I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. You know you're allowed to figure out a new point of leverage. Like, you're allowed to say anything different at any time. Okay, go ahead. Call Verizon. I hope they pick up since it's 12:30, like you keep on pointing out. Okay, if you're gonna sit on the computer for the next 40 fucking minutes trying to buy out of my phone's contract to prove a point, then actually, don't even worry about it. There you go. Take it. Take it. Hope this power trip serves you right. You literally just said if I give you my phone, I can go to bed. What? You're not gonna kick me out. Because I know you're not. I don't have anywhere else to stay right now, and you know that because you keep on bringing that up. Who cares if I'm an adult, Dad? I'm in college. I don't work. I still have to ask you for gas money, so where would I stay? Where would I go? You're gonna kick out your daughter? What the fuck is wrong with you? No, that's not okay. You can't bring up the fact that I'm adopted when it fucking suits you. You want to act like a blended family any other time, so fuck you. What? Why would you even say that? No, I'm not gonna calm down. You want me to call you daddy any other time? Now I'm not technically your daughter. What, does it not get your dick hard anymore? You did not just hit me. No, I'm not gonna unlock it. Okay. You can unlock it. It's the day mom left, and don't act like you don't remember that date because you get shit-faced annually on it every year. I don't have an attitude. I don't. You just hit me in my fucking face, so that might be the reason I'm talking to you like this, but I don't have an attitude. Are you done? Yeah, I didn't think moving back home meant I had to give you permission to go through my text messages. So this is like sixth grade again. He's my friend. I did go to the movies with Melanie. Matthew was there too. I didn't lie. I didn't lie. I told you the part of the truth you needed to hear because I know how you are, and I know how you're acting right now because you act like this all the time. No, I didn't lie. I didn't lie. Okay, what do you want me to say, Dad? What do you want to hear from me? Yes, Dad. I lied. I lied. I lied. I lied. I lied. I lied. Is that what you want to hear? You want to hear that I lied? Okay, I lied. Melanie wasn't even at the movie theater, if I'm telling the truth now. It was just me and Matthew. And the reason it took so long for me to get home is because we found a parking lot and I sucked his dick nice and slow and made him come all over my tits. It was a mess. And I know you, Daddy. I know you hate messes. So we cleaned it up before I got back home. So you caught me. You got me. Daddy's little slut, red-handed. You want my keys? All right. There, take them. They're on the couch now. Have them. All you do is take from me, and you never give anything. So take my keys, take my phone. Oh, you already have it. How about you go take the door off my room too while we're at it? Take my shoes. You want my shirt, Dad? You want the shirt? Okay. Here, take my fucking shirt. No, I'm gonna give it to you. Would you look at that? Hickeys. Hickeys here and here and here. And well, I'd show you where you gave me a nice little bruise beside my nipple, but I think that would be inappropriate. Wait. You're not my real dad. You did say that. I forgot. So here's a peek. Is that what you want to see, Dad? Is that what you want, Daddy? You want to take every fucking thing I have until I have nothing but you to turn to for anything, right? For fucking entertainment? No, it's not a joke. I'm serious. No wonder mom left. No, I mean it. No wonder she left. You're so fucking. I don't even know the word to use. I'm not putting my shirt back on, Dad. I want you to look at me. Because you obviously like to see me at my lowest point. So here it fucking is. Look, Dad. I want you to see me. No, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. No, it's not okay for me to cry because you're gonna use this against me too. Everything I do, you use against me. No, I don't need you to hold me. No, I don't need you to hold me. You only want to show me love and attention and fucking affection when I'm. Damn, you're begging for it. What do I want from you? Gee, I don't know. Some love, attention. I want to get your attention without having to yell and scream at you. No, I don't. You never even see me anymore, Dad. I don't know the last time you told me you thought I was pretty or beautiful or complimented me on something I was wearing. It's like I live with a brick wall. No, I don't look pretty. You made me cry all my mascara away. No, I look terrible. I'm crying. Think so? I'm capable of saying thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm kind of upset that I have to fight with you to get you to say anything nice to me, but thank you. Want me to sit on your lap? Not as light as I used to be. If you're sure. I told you I got heavier. Okay. I do miss this.
I don't know. You always make me feel really safe. So, are you wiping away my makeup? How silly do I look? Really silly? Okay. Did Matthew tell me I was pretty tonight? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like spending time with you too, Dad. I want you to hold me like this all the time. I know you do too. I mean, if we spent more time together like this, I'd probably have a much better attitude. And I wouldn't need to go hang out with Matthew and Melanie and everyone else because maybe I'd know that I was wanted here. Do you want to know a secret? I don't even like Matthew. No, I'm serious, Daddy. He's a terrible kisser. Mean, I have needs. He's bad at kissing, but better at a couple other things. I mean, I'm pretty good at kissing. He actually told me I do this thing with my tongue that like no other girl does. So want me to show you? Nah, that's weird. It's too weird. Oh, I know, but so this is how I'm gonna prove I'm not a liar. By showing you that I'm a good kisser? Wow. Are you sure? You want me to show you? Okay. I usually do a little lip biting. Most people like it. Did you not? I don't have to do it. You liked it? Can I do it again? You know what? You want to hear me say it? Can I kiss you again? Yes? Okay. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry. Everything, being disrespectful, not listening to you, not spending time with you, just I'm sorry for not treating you like a priority, not being a good daughter, not spending more time with you like this. How can I make it up to you? Be a good girl? How do I be a good girl then? Spread my legs. I don't know, Daddy. Okay, so if I spread my legs, what happens afterwards? Forward. I like that. So you'll touch me where? Just my thighs? Do I want you to touch me somewhere else? I don't know. Kind of. I know we're not supposed to, though. It's just, you're not supposed to. You're my daddy. Those are the rules. Well, you make the rules in this house. You always tell me that. Yes. God, why do you always make me say it? I don't know. I'm shy. No, I'm definitely shy. Yes, I want you to make me feel good. I do. Yes, I trust you, Daddy. Yeah, I can be a good girl. Okay. Wait, are you sure? I know they're wet, but are you sure? You want me to take them off? Okay. It's pretty. No, that's not what Matthew called it. Okay. I can sit back on your lap? Okay. What do you mean? What am I doing? I'm just getting comfortable. I'm not trying to tease you. I just want to feel you. What do I feel? Well, I feel how hard I'm making you. And when I grind on you like this, I can feel your cock pulsing through your pants. Okay, Daddy. Daddy, oh, fuck. Daddy, just like that. Daddy, that feels so good. Oh my gosh. Oh. It's yours, Daddy. Oh, this pussy belongs to you. Oh. Just like Daddy, oh fuck. Yes, it feels good. Oh. Just like that. Just like that, Daddy. Oh. Please don't make me beg. Do I deserve to come? Do I deserve to? Probably not. Why not? Oh, how was that? Yes, I've been a bad girl. I promise to be good from now on, Daddy. I promise. I promise. Oh, Daddy, I'm about to come. Oh. Can I? Please. Can I come for you, Daddy? I promise I'll be a good girl. I promise. I promise. Oh, Daddy, please. To come. I'm about to. Oh, keep going. You're gonna make your little girl come. Keep going. Oh, just like that, Daddy. Just like that. It felt so good, Daddy. Yes. I'll be a good girl from now on. I promise.